I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 3rd. September will be a very busy month here in the city of Quincy with a number of events scheduled to take place. The largest is the September 11th dedication ceremony for the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center. At least 3,000 people are expected to attend the event that will dedicate the new bridge and park. And the Quincy Fire Department will also host their annual September 11th remembrance ceremony in front of fire headquarters that morning. A Pops concert with the Quincy Symphony and Quincy Choral Society is scheduled for September 18th at the Hancock Adams Common. The Quincy Farmers Market will celebrate its 40th anniversary on board the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard on September 21st. The Porch Fest Music Celebration is set for September 25th, and the annual Arts Fest will take place at Adams Field the weekend of September 25th and 26th. The Boston Children's Hospital Bloodmobile will be in Quincy for 4 days in a row this month to honor two children with cancer. The drives are being held in honor of the Mighty Quinn and Super Ellie. The Waters and Nyland families have deep roots of family and friends in Quincy. The Bloodmobile will be at the South Shore YMCA on September 14th, the Kennedy Center on the 15th, the Quincy Park Department on the 16th, and the Terrell Room on the 17th. Appointments can be made at halfpints.childrenshospital.org. The last drives were all booked for 4 days in June. Quincy School Department says it needs at least 13 more bus drivers for the new school year. School officials say despite the shortage in drivers, they will be able to transport students who live 1.5 miles or more away from their school. Last year, that distance was increased to 2 miles to allow for more social distancing on the buses. School officials say they will provide training for drivers. The first day of school in Quincy is September 8th. Well, two new human cases of West Nile virus in Massachusetts have been identified by the State Health Department. Massachusetts Department of Public Health said both individuals are male, one in his 50s, the other in his 70s, and both exposed to West Nile in Middlesex County. On Wednesday, the Health Department announced the first human case of West Nile. In that case, health officials believe the victim, a woman in her 80s, was also exposed in Middlesex County. The greater Boston area and several towns in Bristol and Worcester counties are considered at moderate risk for West Nile. Quincy is also at a moderate risk. There have been no deaths this year associated with West Nile virus. Entrance into the 125th Boston Marathon will need to either provide proof of vaccination or produce a negative COVID-19 test in order to participate in the fall race. The Boston Athletic Association says this year's marathon is set to take place on Monday, October 11th. Prior to bib number pickup, marathon participants will be required to either produce proof of a complete vaccination series of a World Health Organization certified vaccine or produce a negative COVID-19 test, which will be administered on site at a Boston Marathon medical tent. Vaccine verification will occur on Friday, October 8th through Sunday, October 10th in coordination with the Boston Marathon Expo hours. Participants may bring an original paper copy, a digital copy, photocopy, or photo of their vaccination proof. The BAA will work with a third-party testing provider for test administration and result tracking. Testing will begin no earlier than 72 hours before the participants' start times on Marathon Monday. Exact hours and locations will be directly communicated to all participants. The Braintree Police Department's canine unit is getting a $7,500 donation in memory of the police dog who was shot and killed during a domestic violence incident in June. The money is coming from the American Kennel Club's Adopt a Canine Cop program, which matches donations from AKC clubs and the public up to $7,500. The donation is in memory of Braintree Police canine Kit, who died after a confrontation with an armed suspect that also left two officers injured. The South Shore Kennel Club also provided a donation. Braintree Police will use the funds to acquire a new police dog. A total of 39 Adopt-a-Canine Cop grants have been awarded since the program began. Canine Kit's death in the line of duty has also sparked renewed support for the passage of Nero's Law in Massachusetts, which would reverse a current law that prohibits first responders from treating or transporting working animals in most situations. In less than 3 years, marijuana sales have surpassed $2 billion in gross sales in Massachusetts. The state's Cannabis Control Commission turned 4 years old on September 2nd, and the commissioner's executive director, Sean Collins, said the milestone speaks to the success of licensees that have interacted with the commission from the application stage, maintained compliance with their strict regulations, and contribute every day to communities across the Commonwealth. From November 2018 to November 2019, the first year of marijuana sales, retailers grossed $393 million. Since then, as the number of retailers has risen from 33 in the first year to 91 by the end of 2020, sales continue to rise, reaching $702 million in 2020 and $844 million so far this year. Currently, 165 retailers have licenses and are open or in the process of opening. An additional 205 retailers are in the process of license approval. Boston College has received a gift worth about $75 million it plans to use for scholarships, academic programming, facilities improvements, and operation of an on-campus theater. The gift from the estate of the late Joyce and Paul Robsham is the largest estate gift in the private Jesuit university's history. It also builds upon the Robsham's previous contributions to the Robsham Theater and other initiatives. The theater is named for their son, Paul Robsham Jr., a member of the class of 1986 who died in a car accident following his freshman year. The gift establishes new undergraduate scholarships for students studying in the performing arts, as well as graduate fellowships for those pursuing counseling or school psychology. The gift also provides for major programming enhancements in psychology and theater and the creation of a 60-credit program for those who want to serve as mental health counselors in urban settings. Earlier this week, two alumni from UMass donated $50 million to that school system. Well, summer is going out with a bang today. After being canceled last year, Illuminate the Harbor, an annual end-of-summer fireworks show over Boston Harbor, is back this Labor Day weekend with outdoor activities leading up to the vibrant display at 8 p.m. The free event, which is in its ninth year, is hosted by Boston Harbor Now. The event was originally scheduled for yesterday, but due to the rain of Hurricane Ida, it was moved to today. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 131, the NASDAQ rose 21, and the S&P was up 12. Global stocks were mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, oil at just under $70 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox shut out the Rays in Tampa Bay last night, 4-0. They're back home at Fenway tonight, open up a series with Cleveland at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. Clearing tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high 80 degrees. Maybe some scattered showers Sunday, high 77, and some showers around on Labor Day Monday with a high of 81. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northwesterly winds gusting to 20 knots, and high tide at 9:30 this morning. Sun rose at 6:11, sets at 7:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, September 3rd.